Were there like Amy with you? Did you have another way, like a profession you wanted to take on later, or was it obvious for you that you had to be a professional musician?
I didn't have another profession. I mean, I felt sort of maybe a tendency to maybe want to be a teacher or do something in the nature, like environmental setting, but I never even, I mean, I started playing at coffee shops in high school, and I just never even thought any differently than that. I just was like, this is what I want to do. I enjoy it. I'm gonna make it somehow, no matter rich or poor, you know?
Were you raised in Atlanta, or?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You too, in Atlanta.
Since I was 9 or 10, yeah.
How about you? Like, any other ideas about your profession early on?
I actually thought I might be an English teacher. That's what I was studying to be. I thought maybe I would be an English professor and maybe play music on the side or something like that. But when I look back at, I used to write things when I was a kid, and I wrote a lot of stories about young girls who used to play busk on the street and then they became superstars. And I think it was in my consciousness, and I was getting ready to apply to graduate school. And Amy, we just had a conversation. She's like, well, do you want to do this or do you not want to do this? And I just made the decision that I wanted to do music, and thank God, no regrets.
Did you play on the streets
Yeah,
as a
we
busking
have.
musician?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
That's how the whole thing started out.
Well, no, we started in high
Where
school.
did you both meet? At school?
Yeah, at elementary school.
We were
We were
10.
little girls, so.
But then we started playing when we ended up in singing in the choir together in high school in around 1980, and that's when we started playing. But we would play talent shows and what they called open microphone nights at local bars. We would get permission to go play even though we were underage. And we busked in the streets in later when we were a little older in New Orleans and New York, and a little bit like at these parks in Atlanta, we would go play sometimes during the arts festivals in the streets. Yeah.
Was it always you two, or were there other associates also?
It was just us.
Yeah.
Although we always invited our friends to join us on stage, but it was always just me and Amy.
Always your own songs, or you started off with songs by others, like
The
Bob Dylan,
cover
Neil Young
songs.
cover
Yeah.
songs?
Yeah, but gradually, I mean, we always wanted to be an original song band, so we put songs into our repertoire and then ultimately picked gigs where we could play original music as opposed to all covers.